Let's move on now. Israel has deployed a third Iron Dome missile battery near the Syrian and Lebanese borders. The missile systems are deployed as US-supplied Patriot missile batteries have already been stationed in Turkey near the border with Syria. Israel claims such measures aim to prevent chemical weapons and advanced arms from entering Lebanon. Last Wednesday, Tel Aviv launched an airstrike on a research center near the Syrian capital Damascus. Israel has maintained silence over the raid since then, but says it shows how serious Tel Aviv is in preventing the alleged flow of arms into Lebanon. To discuss this more, I'm joined from Washington by James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jatras, Israel recently violated Syrian territory, and now it's deployed a third Iron Dome missile battery near the Syrian and Lebanese border. Just how much physical involvement will we see from Israel? How should we interpret this?
It's a very good question, and it's indicative of a very worrisome trend that the longer that this war continues and the longer the Western powers keep supporting the radical forces opposed to the Assad government in Syria, the more the possibility grows that this war will become a regional war that will not only slop over to Israel, but also to Turkey, where these Patriot missiles are being deployed, and frankly present the danger of a tripwire that could be used for a NATO intervention in Syria, which indeed may be their purpose.
Now, of course, we know that the Syrian deputy foreign minister is now in China. We know that the Syrian army is gaining ground against the insurgents, but in the event of a full-scale war, will Russia and China become involved in it?
I don't think they will. I think if there is a NATO involvement, and I hope there is not, I do not see Iran or Russia or China becoming directly involved as combatants. I think the broader danger to the region would grow due to unexpected consequences. With regard to the Patriots in Turkey, my major concern is that the insurgents can trigger that. They can fire a missile from Syria, which then will be responded to by the Patriots and then portrayed as a Syrian aggression against Turkey and grounds for an Article 5 invocation by NATO to intervene in Syria. I think that's a great danger.
Indeed, and of course, we know that the opposition is calling for dialogue with the Syrian government. How genuine is this call for dialogue?
Well, you know, there's one leader of the Syrian opposition who did call for dialogue and was immediately attacked then by most of the opposition that remains committed to a total victory, an overthrow of the regime, does not want a negotiated solution. And indeed, unfortunately, there's some people here in the United States and in the Obama administration who support that point of view. And I think they're playing with fire. They're looking at what's going on in Israel, what's going on in Turkey, and the possibility of a regional war, and thinking they can somehow skin the cat, that they can somehow deliver a victory on their terms You know, I just think it's dangerous, dangerous.
And how much do you evaluate the UN's role in preventing the escalation of this crisis?
I don't think the UN can accomplish anything unless there's agreement among the permanent members of the Security Council. And again, this is where the Western demand that Bashar Assad must go before there can be any kind of negotiation, and also most of the Syrian opposition's demand that he must go before there can be a negotiation, I think is very misplaced. I think if that demand were withdrawn, it would be possible for both sides, with their outside supporters, to sponsor some sort of negotiation and a peaceful solution. But I think the Western powers are not willing to entertain that yet.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst from Washington. Thanks, Heath, also, sir.